All right, we are live here at Exotica, New Jersey, 2014, day 3, Sunday, with the lovely Miss Chloe Amore. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well now. I'm talking to you. How's your weekend been?
Awesome. It's been pretty cool. It's my first time at Exotica, and I'm really excited to be here.
Did you go to any of the parties or anything?
Just hotel room.
Yeah, just had a
kind of after with some of the models back at the hotel room. Nothing too crazy because you don't want to be too tired when you're at the event. So
smart girl. So how long have you been in the industry for now?
A year and a half.
Really? Okay. And how'd you get your start?
I was contacted by the agency that I was with before, Motley Models, and they had saw that I had done Playboy, and they asked me if I'd like to shoot for companies such as Penthouse and Hustler, and so I knew what that meant, and that's how I got my first start in porn.
And how are you liking it so far?
I love it. I feel like I can be myself, and I meet other people I can be myself with, and, you know, no one's a weirdo in porn.
Very true, very true. So have there been any particular favorite or memorable scenes you've done so far?
Most definitely. It's hard to keep up and always, like, remember everything, but I can name, like, companies that I really like to shoot for. Evil Angel and Porn Pros and Digital Playground and Wicked. And I feel like I love all of my scenes, like, just as equally. I mean, there's quite a few that I'm more memorable than others, but I don't want to pick favorites. So
what are some goals or anything you'd like to accomplish in your career?
I definitely would like to have my own sex toy one day, like maybe a fleshlight, because my pussy's really tight, so I'd like to share that with the world. And I want to brand, you know, my name, Chloe Amore, into other things such as, like, you know, production company, which I am, have my site under construction right now, doing custom videos and, like, makeup and clothing and just merchandise, be able to sell under a Chloe Amore name.
A little bit of everything.
Yes. Perfume, jewelry.
Do you have any interest in maybe branching out into mainstream movies?
Most definitely. I'm slowly doing photo shoots, and here and there with time that I have available, I'll try to go to castings. I'm actually might be doing this independent film called November, and I'll be playing a maid, but it's all still kind of like hush-hush, you know, like can't say too much, but most definitely, I want to be on the big, big screen.
Very cool. Now, do you feature dance?
Not yet, and the reason for that is not because I don't want to, I would love to, but I want to make sure that I put on like a big show. So I actually enrolled in pole dancing classes so I could learn how to do the tricks and everything. So that way when they go, I'll have like a costume and a sexy dance, and it'll just be something like they've never seen before.
You have a pole in your house so you can practice?
Not yet, but I should get one.
Put it on your wish list.
Yes, yeah, that's a good idea. I should. I don't have that on there. Add it on my wish list.
All right. Very good. So what's the best way fans to contact you?
Twitter. I always put all my porn stuff on Twitter. And also Instagram, too.
What are your handles on there?
Twitter is at Chloe Amore, triple X. That's spelled C-H-L-O-E-A-M-O-U-R, triple X. And then on Instagram, it's Chloe Amore X.
Very good. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, and we hope to see you again next time.
Thank you.